quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Hi, it's me. I'm so glad you're here. I'm having a rough day, and so I wanted to come on and just explore this rough day with you all. I'm sure that you often have rough days with your kids too. I'm having a real hard time with my little one, Pia, who she's been smooth sailing a lot. And so it's throwing me for a loop that she's hard. And she is hard in a very different way than her sister. Her sister goes big emotion, you know, highly sensitive and big emotion and loud and tells you right to your face how she feels and will not hold back. And the sass is real. And, you know, she's confrontational and all the things that come with a highly sensitive and highly strong-willed kid. And I'm super used to that. And I have a lot of tools to deal with this type of child. Who's been really challenging now has been my sweet Pia, because she goes introverted, she goes withdrawal, and she goes to a place of sadness and depression as opposed to anger. And she's making this big transition to high school this year. She also is a competitive dancer and she spends a lot of time dancing, I'd say on average 15 to 20 hours a week, which is a lot of time. Plus we travel about 40 minutes to get there and 40 minutes to get back. And she and her dad and I, you know, trade off in the driving, but it's a lot. And often we'll wait for her because it is far away and neither of us really want to drive back. So oftentimes I'll spend 3 hours on the other side of the city, just kind of trying to work or take a yoga class or figure out something to do while I'm waiting for her. So it's stressful. It's stressful on all of us. And, but she loves it. She loves dance. She doesn't love school. She does her work, but for the first time ever this year, she's really had a hard time keeping up with the amount of work at school. And it's, you know, shown in her grades, and then it's shown in her self-esteem. She feels bad about herself. So she'll say things like, I'm just not good at school. And I shouldn't be going to school. I shouldn't take algebra. I'm not good at algebra. I can't do it. And goes to this like defeatist, sad place. And it's really been hard for me not to try to tell her the opposite, right? I want to tell her, no, honey, you're so smart. You're having a hard time. You're really smart. You can do this. You know, you're not dumb. I don't think you're dumb. We don't think you're dumb. I don't see you as dumb. You're very bright. You can do this work. And it's been really hard for me to resist doing that. And the first time she told me this year that she thought she was dumb and that she was bad at school, I really was like, no, you're not. Of course you're not dumb. And then I had to backtrack and think, oh my gosh, this is her tantrum, like her sister, but hers is quiet and self-deprecating. And so I really had to lean into this idea of like, it must feel hard to struggle in school. It must be hard to not get the grades you want. It must be hard to not understand math the way you want to. And I really had to lean in with this empathy piece with her. And she's like, you don't understand how hard it is. And finally it got to her feelings with the empathy. And I was so grateful that she got to her feelings because she's the kid that wants to stuff it. And it did make her angry. The empathy made her angry, which I think a lot of people can relate to. People often say to me, well, I don't use empathy, or whenever I use it, my kids get really upset. But that's kind of the goal. We want them to get to their feelings. We want them to feel supported enough that they can emote in whatever way they so choose. Then we've reached our goal. And I thought of it that way. Like, I really reached my goal with her because she was starting to emote, started getting mad at me even. Like, you don't understand. You don't know what it's like. You know, you probably know math, and got really upset with me when I think she was upset with herself, but she took it out on me. But I thought, oh, okay, this I know. This kind of response is right in my wheelhouse. It just came about differently for she and I. And I had to recalibrate. And it wasn't that connective parenting doesn't work, because some people will say, well, connective parenting only works on certain kids, or it only works for certain families. No, no, I don't think that's true, actually. Connective parenting works for everybody and all kids and all families, if you can do it. And if you can really lean into this empathy piece, right? But the empathy piece looked so different than empathy looked with my Esme.
We're hitting pause for a moment to thank our sponsors. These brands make sure you can listen to this podcast for free. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Okay, back to the show.
My daughter Esme empathy was like quiet, connected, and present, and letting her just have her feelings. My empathy with Pia was more empathizing with her own self-deprecation and her own low self-esteem around school and all of these things, and getting her to a place where maybe she would emote, and hers ended up being anger too. But it just was a different way of getting there. Whereas Esme, there was nothing to fix, right? Or she wasn't even going to allow you to fix it because she was already Mach 10. Here with Pia, I thought, oh, I can fix it. I can tell her she doesn't have to feel bad about algebra. Oh, we can get a tutor. Oh, we can get you extra help. Oh, we can do all of these things. And then you don't have to feel bad. Instead, I really leaned into the feelings in order for her to have them. And so she could start to offload them. So she could come up with the remedy herself, because I can't fix her homework problem. I can't fix her schoolwork problem. I can offer her a tutor if that's in our budget and in our ability to do so. And I can do that for her. But what I can't do is, and what I'm not going to do, what I was very tempted to do, let me tell you, is micromanage her. Get into the grade book, look at all the missing assignments, tell her all the things that she's done wrong. And at first I did. I said, let's get into the grade book. What's going on in here? And then I remembered, I got to back off. Got to let her, this be her journey. And I've got to let her take responsibility here. And she is slowly, but surely, she is very slowly, by the way. It is still a work in progress. She's really learning incredible lessons. She's learning what's important. We've had long talks about, you know, what does she want to do when she graduates from high school? And it might not look like her sister. She may not want to go to college, and maybe that's okay. Maybe she does want to dance, or maybe she wants to go to community college, or maybe she wants to do something totally different. And this is going to be her plate. This is going to be her path. And she'll have to decide what kind of grades she wants to get. Now she's still getting decent grades. They're good, but she's not feeling good about herself. And I think the empathy piece is really going to help her feel better about herself. And hopefully when she feels better about herself, then she'll do better in school because her prefrontal will be engaged and all of the good things that come along with connective parenting. But it does look different from temperament to temperament. And this temperament, this withdraw, quiet, more people-pleasing temperament, they don't necessarily, or at least my child doesn't necessarily emote as much. And sometimes it's harder to evoke those feelings, but not impossible, but definitely have to really work on the empathy and not fixing things. And so if any advice for anyone who out there who has a quieter, more reserved child, I would say really leaning into empathy, really being the safe place, being the good listener, letting them come to you more than you going to them and down their throat. Especially with a grades thing or a homework thing, we can be very tempted to say, you're doing X, Y, and Z. Oh my gosh, what's going on? But that might shut down a people-pleasing, quieter, temperamented child. That might really shut them down to wanting to share with you. I know I've shut down Pia many a times when I've come in too hard and too strong. My Esme can take it. My Pia cannot. And so really learning how to let her come to me and be the soft place as opposed to me coming to her, which isn't easy for us parents because we want things to be fixed and we don't want to see our kids struggle and we don't want to see them deal with low self-esteem and we don't want them to not have prowess around their homework and their work. And so we're in a big growth period over here in this household, this female household of these, me and these two girls, the three of us, we're in a real growth period with Pia. We're going to be very tender. We're going to try really hard to give her the support she needs and not get sucked into my own fears and anxieties around, you know, her performance or her feeling good about herself, because we know it's a process, right? Is it? I hope somebody out there can tell me, yes, it's a process and I'm going to get there, because I'm having a real hard time seeing the forest for the trees right now. And I think part of it is my own self-regulation. And so if you are suffering from a lack of self-regulation, like I do, like I think many of us do, you can join my Unplugged event, which is going to be December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And we are going to be discussing, the first day is all about self-regulation and how to self-regulate. I'm going to have some beautiful guests come on. Day number 2 is about anxiety and stress. And day number 3 is all about teens and tweens. And I have a lovely guest, Kirsten Covey, coming on to discuss that too. So it's a 3-day event. It's 15% off. Also, the Connected Parent Mastermind is 15% off. And my course bundle is 15% off for the next couple of weeks. So take a look at those in the show notes. We'll put the link there. And I'm so glad you came and joined me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. And I will see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.